Welcome to a new edition of Becoming the Solution, the podcast looking to empower you to be the change you want to see in the world. Each episode is a gateway to personal growth and global impact. For more insightful content, be sure to visit our website at evolvingtogether.life. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. I'd like to encourage you to listen whilst following along with the accompanying text whenever possible. The combination of auditory and visual learning can provide a more comprehensive understanding of the topics we discuss. Today's podcast is titled Harmonizing Masculinity and Femininity, Building a Balanced Society. The dynamic between masculinity and femininity is a profound and intricate aspect of human interaction and personal growth. These complementary forces operate on multiple levels, from the individual to the societal, and play a crucial role in our collective well-being. At their essence, masculinity and femininity are not rigidly defined constructs. Rather, they are fluid and multifaceted. Their interplay involves the convergence of intellect and being, with the goal of optimizing growth and harmony. This partnership, when in balance, fosters a healthy and thriving environment within families, workplaces, governments, and society at large. The harmonious coexistence of these energies is a beacon of unity and cooperation. When fear and ego do not overshadow the relationship between masculinity and femininity, they work seamlessly as a team, contributing their unique strengths to the whole. Their collaboration is powerful, nurturing, and beautiful. In a healthy context, the connection between masculine and feminine energies thrives on love and peace, not conflict. It's not about gender warfare, but rather gender love and gender harmony. The impediments to this harmony are rooted in the fear, ego, and beliefs that hinder our personal growth. Therefore, personal growth is the key to enhancing one's ability to partake in this balanced relationship. Cultural misconceptions have distorted our understanding of masculinity and femininity. These distortions have led us astray from the fundamental, natural essence of these qualities. We have reached a point where many individuals no longer grasp the true meanings of being a man or a woman. This disconnect from the essence of masculinity and femininity is at the heart of the challenges we face in modern society. The workplace is a prime example of where this disconnect is evident. Rather than embracing the unique contributions of both genders, we often expect individuals to conform to pre-existing gender roles, which were established in a different era. The result is a failure to recognize and value the feminine and masculine aspects in their true form. For example, in a typical corporate setting, women might be expected to handle tasks like organizing meetings or taking notes, reflecting outdated gender roles. Men, on the other hand, may be pressured to take on more aggressive leadership roles, regardless of their personal strengths or preferences. This rigid expectation stifles the unique talents both genders bring to the table. A woman with strong leadership skills or a man who excels in collaborative tasks may not be recognized for their true potential. By forcing individuals into these outdated molds, organizations miss out on the diverse perspectives and abilities that could drive innovation and success. Our ever-evolving society is transitioning away from the historically violent and hostile environment in which humanity has developed. As this change unfolds, we must adapt our social understanding of gender. This process, like any significant societal change, is rife with challenges and growing pains. We are in a state of flux, still learning to navigate the new landscape of gender dynamics. In essence, the coexistence of masculinity and femininity is a complex, multifaceted topic that requires deeper exploration and consideration. It calls for a cultural shift where we learn to appreciate and honor the inherent qualities of both genders. By promoting personal growth, nurturing loving relationships, and letting go of rigid expectations, we can collectively move toward a more harmonious coexistence of these energies. The essence of masculinity and femininity lies within all of us, and by embracing these aspects, we can pave the way for a healthier, more balanced society. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's essay, consider subscribing for future episodes on your preferred podcast platform. If you have your own reflections or insights on these subjects, we welcome you to share them through the provided website link. Your thoughts contribute to the richness of the conversation, and we value the diverse perspectives our audience brings to the table. Until the next time, stay inquisitive, practice open-minded skepticism, and remember, our purpose is to grow up and evolve.